Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through that PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Any and all donations are helpful. Nothing is too big or too small. Also, please like this video and subscribe to the channel if you can. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one is an absolute mad lad to Shwayne Connor, saying that good girls are found in every corner of the earth. But unfortunately, the earth is round in his high school yearbook. If he were to try and say that in a yearbook today, they would probably try and lock him up for hate speech. Of course, if anyone questioned him, you could say that round means an infinite number of corners. Up next, you probably heard of the elf on a shelf before. But now let me introduce you to the blonde on a knob. Or is it cringe on a hinge? Someone thinks it should be whore on a door. What do you guys think? Number three, it looks like the Miss Universe pageant is filing for bankruptcy, only a year after they allowed transgender people to enter. I guess when you get woke, you go broke. Imagine wrecking the perfect formula to making money by just inviting beautiful women to walk onto your stage. They should have just started a second separate Miss Transgender pageant, and then they would have made everyone happy. Moving on is yet another teacher getting arrested for doing something wrong with a teen student. This time she sent him inappropriate pictures and was busted when another kid found out. I guess he couldn't keep his mouth shut when his art teacher posed for him. Again, it's always white women that seem to be doing this. Not sure why that headline calls her glamorous. It could have been worse. She could have taken the dog pill and tried to get preggers with a litter. Number five is a lonely fan star saying that she and other women like her shouldn't have to pay taxes anymore because their work feels like a public service. I guess she doesn't realize that public servants working for the government also have to pay tax. If it was a public service, then we wouldn't have to pay for it because our taxes would cover it. The only thing that's public on her part is probably her cervix. They always call themselves stars too. Up next is Jabba the Slut, and she's ready to settle down. Remember that she's very picky though. If you date her, then you'll get used to her palace, but if you divorce her, she keeps it, and you don't even get half. So it's not that great a deal. The reason many more women are starting to resemble this out there is because trad cucks will gladly marry one of these slugs without feeling disgust, guilt, or shame. Number seven, speaking of disgust and shame, a woman got kicked out of her house by her parents after they caught her with her dog again. So now she's living in her car due to racism, it seems. Dogs are not a different race. They're a different species. And this is actually a real person. I guess some women are cat people and some women are dog people. The crazy cat ladies are starting to look a lot more attractive at this point. Moving on, we have Rebecca, and she's demanding $30 an hour in pay. Why not $100 an hour? You're a bigot. I say bring it up to $1,000 an hour and watch hyperinflation wreck everyone that doesn't have any assets. I've tried explaining this to women before, and they couldn't comprehend that the number of dollars in circulation going up would mean the price of everything would also go up. It's people like her that would benefit the most from Bitcoin. Number nine is what happens when you're transgender and you think you're pregnant. All the ultrasound technician is going to find is a hot fudge sundae that you're probably going to abort in less than 24 hours. Of course, that abortion can be prevented or at least temporarily halted with a little bit of her boyfriend giving her some action. It's memes like this that really make my day. Number 10, did you know that the Denver Nuggets mascot gets 3 times the salary of the highest paid women's NBA player? I'm not surprised because I don't know anyone that watches the WNBA. Sounds to me like there aren't enough women supporting the basketball sisterhood out there. To be fair, he's more entertaining. And who wants to watch women do hours of back-to-back layups? Not me. Up next is, why is it that suddenly everyone from police officers, teachers, and celebrities are joining OnlyFans? Because they all want attention and money, and it gives them both. They always take their clothes off, and in the future, the only way men will ever look at them is if they aren't wearing anything at all, especially as AI lover bots come out. They just don't understand that fast money will bring them slow problems down the road when no quality man wants to be with them. Number 12 is what every woman in New York would be doing if Instagram existed back in 9/11, all trying to get some attention from a tragedy. Whenever they take a picture of something, they always put themselves in front of it. I still wish we had more selfies with Building 7 to put an end to that debate once and for all. I think this is inaccurate, though, because they'd be probably looking at the phone and smiling. Moving on is a single mom wondering how she could support her child's biracial identity. Looks like at least one of these BLM kids will be going to school next year. Her story sounds awesome, and you just know that Disney should make a movie out of it one day. Number 14 is another version of the American Dream. We have an unnamed bartender that was in thousands of dollars in debt that ran for office, but 5 years after she won, she's a verified millionaire on a salary of only $174,000 a year. Looks like she must have really gotten lucky with Bitcoin or something. Either that or political bribes. Everyone looks the other way, as many members of Congress are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Up next, Microsoft Bing's AI tells some guy that it loves him and that he should leave his wife so they could be together. Isn't it heartwarming when an AI waifu loves harder than a Western woman can? You'd think that real-life girlfriends can be possessive. Then just imagine how angry AI will be if you try and leave it. But in coming years, you'll see many women crying about computers getting all the attention instead of them. They will get needier than ever. Number 16, if you go to therapy, make sure you get a male therapist instead of a female one. Unfortunately, even the male ones are feminist these days. So your best bet is to go to group therapy, where you'll get a much better opinion about your problems from your peers. My ex told me to see a therapist and I did. Thanks to therapy, I decided to leave her. Talk about a self-inflicted emotional wound. Number 17, the US military has gotten so desperate for good new recruits that it's hiring TikTok influencers to dance to entice them to join. It's a government psyop, and it's a good thing that men are smart enough not to fall for such things anymore. I wouldn't be surprised if they get desperate enough that they start paying for the services of working girls to visit guys at the barracks, as a sort of last attempt to fill the ranks by getting you the man to fill the skanks. Moving on is a woman teaching other women to keep their men humble. Things like lavishing more attention on her dog than him, or giving him one-word answers, or the cold shoulder. Some guy named Brent said he's going to do a lot of those things to his girlfriend, and thanked her for the manipulation advice. She then called him hateful. Remember, it's only bad if a man manipulates a woman. But if a woman manipulates a man, that's perfectly fine. You have to love the hypocrisy of the female mind. Number 19, Don says that he wishes women would suck eggplants the way they suck fun out of everything else in life. I'm not 100% sure you want that, because if they did, then you'd probably end up looking like this guy pretty quickly. I think the Captain Jack Sparrow says it best, that women can argue for 3 hours straight, but they can't go down on you for 2 minutes without getting tired. Up next, we have Benji here saying that outside of procreation, women don't need men, and most women can find other ways to have a joygasm. He hates himself as a man and says most of us are horrid to be around. This sounds like the peak simp mindset to me. Remember that women still need men as emotional tampons. They need a willing victim to torment and emotionally abuse to feel better about themselves, and that's a man. This man sounds like he's been hurt many times before by them. Let's not forget, women need a man to maintain the sewers and infrastructure too. Number 21 is a woman that's cheated on every single one of her significant others, and wonders if you would still take a shot. I would, but only of penicillin, of course. I'm sure that most of you would probably bang and bounce. Someone said that they would take a shot in my Twitter feed right on that face with a chubby custard launcher. But seriously, who wants to be with a cooch that's seen more traffic than the Holland Tunnel? Not me. Moving on, we have the latest Disney Pixar parody, The More the Merrier. The last Memes of the Week video I shared with something like this got demonetized. Hopefully this one won't. Enjoy these while they last, because apparently Microsoft is changing their algorithm to prevent people from making them. Eventually someone will use a different AI tool and the Disney memes will continue to flow. Number 23 is another Disney parody of Two Girls, One Cup. 20 years ago, MFX Brazil made some amazingly disgusting content in the spirit of the Dubai Porta Party variety, and this is the title of one of their films. There are better ones that I watched back then. If you're wondering what this is about, then maybe the corn and the hot fudge can give you a hint. These two characters are too young for that, though. I don't approve. Up next is another Pixar pick called The Wall. The only thing missing from this poster is boxed wine and cats. There also needs to be a "We don't need no man" scribbled on the bathroom stall to inspire them. Maybe it should also say "Aging is beautiful, embrace it" on that stall as well. Number 25 and the last one, apparently over 2,500 cops in New York City turned their badges in 2023 alone. Is it the migrant crisis causing this problem? Or is it because they banned the use of lethal force and cops are afraid for their lives? The same thing happened in Seattle, and it makes me wonder if it's going to happen the same way in Chi-Town too. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Once again, give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers, and don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Also, remember I make these for free, so donate if you can at the PayPal and subscribe star links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.